Yes, you are tuned in to Numero Ocho Cinco, the eighth installment of the Radio Tease, number eight, or as I like to refer to it, Infinity Standing Up. I am your host, Philip Radiotis, and I am pleased to be here on this evening slash day slash morning. You just heard Greg Allman, Dwayne Allman, Dickie Betts, Butch Trucks, and Barry Oakley, collectively known as the Allman Brothers Band, who I just saw last night at the Beacon Theater for free. Quite serendipitously, I got a text message and rolled on up there and caught the second set, got a free beer from some old dudes, and I had a nice long conversation with a hippie cowgirl. Very nice psychedelic slideshow there, too. You can't argue with that, and you cannot argue with that song, Dreams. That's my favorite Allman Brothers song from their 1969 self-titled album. It features the mesmerizingly midnight playing of Dwayne Allman on the slide guitar. Dwayne Allman, whose nickname was Sky Dog, died when he was only 24. But he played some marvelous, marvelous guitar on a lot of good records, including the Derek and the Dominoes record and all of the Allman Brothers' quintessential classic hits. I know it's been a while, so Happy New Year. It's good to be back for our second season here of the Radio Tease. And I wanted to get us all in a jumpy, happy time, good mood. So I want to play this song called Oogum Boogum by Brenton Wood. When you wear your cute mini skirt in your brother's sloppy shirt, I admit it, I can dig it. From my cousin's hometown of Shreveport, Louisiana, Brenton Wood, Oogum Boogum. Now, Oogum Boogum is kind of a form of mother ease or parent ease, which in psychology is the kind of language you use to talk to a baby. Now, in this case, we're not talking about a little child. We're talking about someone you're sweet on. So I say Oogum Boogum to you. While we're in Louisiana musically, let's stick around and tap on the door of my favorite doctor, Dr. John, a guy who can cure a different kind of ill, the supernatural kind. Now, when you're dealing with hoodoo and voodoo, you might want to take a listen to Dr. John's album, Gree Gree. I'll give you a taste here. This is Mama Rue.
Of the little red, white, and blue.
Mama Rue.
She was the queen of the little red, white, and blue. Said, ooh, why can't you spy, boy? Prepare yourself to die, boy. Medicine man got heat, strong power. You know better than to mess with me. Like a rival, la la la, fru fru. Like a rival, la 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 la, fru fru. If you see a spy boy sitting in the bush, mess him on his head, give him a push. Get out the dishes, get out the pan. Ooh, he fast for the medicine man. La 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 la. Come on down, boy, and follow me. Wham, bam, thank you, man. So come on, boy, and follow me.
Mama Rue.
She was the queen of the little, little white and blue.
Mama Rue.
She was the queen of the little, little white and blue. Come on, boy, now follow me. Wham, bam, hang the hand. Come on, boy, now follow me. And wham, bam, scram, Sam. Come on, boy, now follow me.
A groove so deep it will cure all your wounds like the John Lee Conqueror. That was Dr. John with Mama Rue. Now, I was surfing around looking at some voodoo superstitions and spells, and let me tell you what I found. There's no way of verifying these until you try, but let me just say, some of these sound really good. Now, a lock of girl's hair could bring you good luck. If you lay a broom across the doorway at night, a witch can't come in and hurt you. That's worked for me before. Having a woman visit you the first thing on Monday mornings is bad luck for the rest of the week. I can vouch for that too. Don't borrow or lend salt because that is bad luck. If you sweep the trash out of the house after dark, you will sweep away your luck. Don't shake the tablecloth outside after dark or someone in your family will die. If a woman wants her husband to stay away from another woman, she can do so by putting a little of her blood in his coffee and he will never quit her. You can give someone a headache by taking and turning their picture upside down. Ooh, I'm going to try that right now. While we listen to the Marshall Tucker Band with Heard It in a Love Song.
Both need me so. If I ever settle good time for me to head on down the line. Heard it in a love song. Heard it in a love song. Heard it in a love song. Can't be wrong.
Song that makes you want to leave everything behind. The Marshall Tucker Band with Herded in a Love Song. I love a song like that that reaffirms your faith in music. Herded in a Love Song, so it can't be wrong. It's got a sort of mantra to it that makes you think believing in love songs, believing in music will point you in the right direction. Sound advice. Well, it's tax season now, which is a real pain in the budong-dong. A lot of people look forward to tax season because they get this huge refund, but not me. I have to always go through a crap load of receipts, try to find everything I spent, and try to deduct it from my meager income. And so I don't have to pay the government a huge amount of money that I don't have. It's kind of a drag, but you got to work. I am a firm believer that a hard day's work is a very good thing. It'll set you right. It'll keep your back straight, keep you hungry, and not turn into some slobby good for nothing. And there's a lot of good songs written about paying taxes, you know, like Taxman by the Beatles and Money by Pink Floyd and stuff like that. And a lot of other artists in general have to work these crap jobs to obviously keep their food on the table and keep them having a good place to live while they work at their craft. And I think no other artist sums up that feeling as well as the mustache himself, Jim Croce. Jim Croce, whose records are available in pretty much every Salvation Army across the country for a dollar. He had a string of hits in the late 60s and early 70s before he died tragically in a small plane crash in 1973. Just some great honest lyricism and some really good finger picking. He also had what sounds like an acoustic rock band behind him at times. And so we're going to listen to this working man's tribute that he wrote called Steadily Depressing, Low Down Mind Messing, Working at the Car Wash Blues.
Should be smoking on a big cigar, but till I get myself straight, I guess I'll just have to wait in my rubber suit to rub on these cars. Well, all I can do is to shake my head. You might not believe that it's true, but working at this end on Niagara Falls is a undiscovered Howard Hughes. So baby, don't expect to see me with no double mark.
Don't expect to see me with no double martini in them highbrow society news. That was Jim Croce with Working at the Car Wash Blues. It's got a good clean sound. Looked like it just went right through the ringer. No high society, no put-ons, no airs. Right straight to the point. It's got a song within it. I'd like to hear some of the songs that they call across nowadays. Just take an acoustic guitar and play it straightforward and convince me and convince you that there's actually a song within what they're calling a song. It's no easy task, but Jim Croce sure had a good handle on it. Another guy with a good handle on it was Bobby Bear. Bobby Bear is a country singer who really knew how to interpret some of Shel Silverstein's best songs, like Daddy What If and my favorite, Yard Full of Rusty Cars. We could do a whole show on Shel Silverstein, and maybe we will, but until then, we're going to hear Bobby Bear sing another song This one, I really can't really figure out what it's about, but I'll tell you the title, and maybe that'll help. It's called I Never Went to Bed with an Ugly Woman, but I Sure Woke Up with a Few. Ain't it funny how the liquor and the flicker of a candle makes you see it from a different view? Bobby Bear, written by Royal C. Bannon, that was. I Never Went to Bed with an Ugly Woman. I hope we haven't lost any female listeners for playing that song, but it's definitely a slice of life that we had to hear. I'm going to track down a yard full of rusty cars, man. I'm going to play that song sometime really soon. That is a great jam. I got to make it up to the ladies, so I'm going to play one of my favorite ladies, the lusciously voiced Stacy Q, and we're going to hear Two of Hearts. Time.
It's Ladies' Night here on the Radio Tees. Two of Hearts by Stacey Q. Got that 80s snare drum sound. Sounds like you're punching a baked potato with a cotton ball. Stacey Q, born in 1958 in Fullerton, California, down there in Orange County. I usually don't play L.A. bands or L.A. artists because I'm from San Francisco. And so I have a wider perspective on things. But I will make an exception for Stacey Q. Oh, you know what that sound is? That sound means we have to reach into the and the bag and pull out a band with a band name featuring and the. So let's go. Here's our bag. Here we go. I'm going in. Just so many good bands with and the in their name. Here's with, oh, well, this is a strange one. This is on a technicality. We have Bob Marley and the Wailers. So I guess we will play something not sung by Bob Marley, but sung by Peter Tosh late in his tenure in the band. This is one of my favorite Bob Marley and the Wailers songs, and one of my favorite Peter Tosh songs for sure. It's called You Can't Blame the Youth.
Today you can't fool the youth, yeah.
very nice. Yes, that was Peter Tosh, and Bob Marley, and Bunny Wailer, and all the rest of them Wailers singing You Can't Blame the Youth. I love a song that makes people shut up and puts them in their place for being hypocritical. Got that really groovy sound from the clavinet and the perfect rhythm section. That was from the album Talkin' Blues. I think it's kind of a live album. I'm not quite sure. It's like a little studio. I know they're all together in the studio and basically just live to tape recording. And it features Bob talking a lot in between songs, and it's a pretty solid listen. I suggest you check it out. Well, we're almost out of time here, and I usually like to get to someone who's a one-hit wonder in a certain way, but today we're going to do something special. We're going to close out the show with the song called Got My Mind Set on You by James Ray. Now, you may have heard Got My Mind Set on You done by George Harrison in the 80s. Stellar video, stellar version, but this is the original. James Ray, 1962. Not too many people know this, but he wrote it. Oh, excuse me, the bag has decided it wants back in the cupboard, so 1 second. Now back to James Ray. So he died very super early at the age of 24, as our first song's lead guitarist, Duane Allman, died super early. One wonders how the musical landscape would have changed had both of them stayed alive and sang and been a part of music for a bit longer. So with that in mind, let's listen to this stellar soul. It's almost got a Latin feel to it. Original version of Got My Mind Set on You. We're back for a new season. You'll be hearing from me soon. Take care, and shouts out to Jack Dempsey. Good night.
I've got to do. It's gonna take money.